It's time for another round of the Talk Around Town. You hear it on 960 AM KFLN and 100.5 The Rock. It's sponsored by the Bank of Baker. And we've got, of course, Carol Zachman in the hot seat today.
And I have to shout out to the cross country team.
All right.
That, you know, you really need to go watch that. I'd never been to one. And I give a lot of credit to Coach Scogan. Man, she's good with those kids. And those kids are just, they like each other and they're good sports. And they're my heroes. If they can run that far and still look like they didn't sweat, it's like, oh my word, what planet are you guys from?
But, yeah, and you know, you taught me something about that today. I admittedly was not aware. In my mind, I thought when you go and spectated the old cross-country kids, I thought you watched the beginning and then went and jumped to the end. But you're saying you're watching multiple points of the race.
Yes. You just follow the crowd and it's like, where's everybody going? I guess I'll follow. Well, the coach is running, darting across fields and going under fences and going through backyards to get at that next point. I was just like, wow, this is awesome.
Well, and good luck to that handful of them going to old Missoula.
State. Yep, yeah. Yep. Good job, kids.
Way to go. Go do Baker proud over yonder.
Yeah. So now I have to get back to this and concentrate on this now.
Well, we're called the Talk Around Town, but I see your first thing here is a city. So we're the Talk Around the Town and City today.
That's right. We're going to bring in Miles City today.
All right.
So all you Miles Cityans, is that what they're called?
That's
Cowboys.
A really good
Cowboyans,
question.
Cowboyans? Yeah, Cowboys.
They'll probably stick with
Miles
that.
Miles City Eights?
Cow holler dumpers?
Something. Anyway, hey, Miles City, check this out. The Miles City JC's Haunted Trails at Spotted Eagle in Miles City is back for another year. I didn't know they did it last year, so that's all fun.
There you go.
Trails run from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. October 31st and November 1st. Admission is only $5 and only $3 if you bring a can to donate it for their food bank. Weather permitting, of course, so if it's storming and all that kind of stuff, they'll probably cancel it, but I think it's supposed to be nice, isn't it, this weekend? Next weekend, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I think really Halloween. It's just the cold nights setting in for the most
part. Well, you can just wear a bigger jacket.
And if it rains, nobody's made of sugar. What the heck?
I am. Anyway, and then trick or treat yourself to this year's all-new escape room sponsored by Smart. Test your wits in this mind-boggling puzzle to find out if you have what it takes to escape. Call 406-778-2020 to make your reservation. Running now through October 31st, there are only 3 spots available per night, 8, 9, or 10, Thursday through Saturday at 102 Main Street in Baker, above Junction 39. Each group in a room is a minimum of 3 and a maximum of 10. It's $30 per person with a large group discount. Can you escape in time? Discover the spooky side of the Chateau de Morse in Medora, North Dakota, starting on Friday, October 24th, Saturday, October 25th, and then again on Halloween, Friday, October 31st, and the final evening, Saturday, November 1st. There are 3 times to choose from, 6:30, 7:30, or 8:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Begin the tour in the Interpretive Center and walk to the chateau while hearing tales of apparitions, ghost lights, murder, and more. Experience the chateau illuminated only by lantern light. Do you dare step into the night? Adults are $10, with children aged 6 to 17 only $5. You can purchase tickets at chateaulanterntours.eventbrite.com. There's an N in there. The O'Fallon Historical Museum's Night at the Museum 2025 is coming Sunday, October 26th. It's a free event for the whole family with refreshments and kids' activities starting at 4 p.m. and the performances beginning at 6 p.m. What ghosts from the past will show up this year? This year, they've got 3 stories to tell. For more details or to volunteer to help out, you can call the museum at 406-778-3265. The Baker Chamber will be setting up for the Trunk or Treat on Friday, October 31st from 3 to 6 p.m. downtown Baker. Bring your little goblins to the FMC Long-Term Care so the residents can see their smiling faces and give them some candy from 3 to 5 p.m. on Halloween. That's good. Sugar up those kids and send them home. Join the Harvest Festival at the Lakeview Baptist Church on Friday, October 31st from 5 to 8 p.m. Come and enjoy some fellowship and a whole lot of fun. There will be free games, hay rides, prizes, hot chocolate, apple cider, and cotton candy. For more info, you can contact Mike at 406-941-2047. Come out to the Fallon County Exhibit Hall on October 31st from 6 to 9 p.m. and warm yourself and bring all your goblins and vampires with you and enjoy a cup of hot cocoa or cider sponsored by the Fallon County MSU Extension and 4-H. The Baker Chamber is going to run the Baker Jam in November this year. Saturday, November 15th is for 3rd through 5th grade basketball players to try and win their tournament. And Sunday, November 16th will be 6th through 7th grade's turn. Register early before November 1, and the cost of the team is only $200. Register after the first fee. The fee will be $250, with registration deadline set for November 9th. There is a three-game guarantee with this 5-on-5 tournament. You can enter your team online at www.bakermt.com or print out a paper form and mail it with payment to Baker Chamber of Commerce, P.O. Box 849, Baker, Montana, 59313. For more information, you can contact the Chamber office at 406-778-2266. And mark your calendars for one of the biggest events in Fallon County. The Wild Game Feed will be taking place in the Fallon County Fairgrounds Indoor Arena in Baker on Saturday, November 8th, starting at 4 p.m. There will be games for kids and adults alike. In previous years, the Wild Game Feed has featured dishes using an assortment of meats including antelope, deer, buffalo, bear, elk, mountain lion, and other wild game. All proceeds will go towards helping nonprofits that need financial support. Save the date for the Eastern Montana Ag Summit, EPEDC, in partnership with Great Northern Development Corporation, will host the annual Agricultural Summit at the Fallon County Fairgrounds on Friday, November 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This highly anticipated event aims to bring together agriculture producers from across the region for a day of learning, networking, and opportunity. Attendees can look forward to engaging speakers and discussions focused on current challenges and innovations in agriculture. The summit provides a valuable platform for local farmers and ranchers to connect, share ideas, and explore new opportunities to strengthen their operations. The event promises to be a key gathering for those dedicated to growth and sustainability of agriculture in our region. For more information, interested parties can contact Shaylee at fadc@gndc.org. A lot of those initial things, you know, those are fun. The Friends of FMC Foundation is bringing you the 16th Annual Festival of Trees starting on Monday, November 17th at the Garage. They would like to invite you, your business, group, or organization to join during this year's traditional event by donating a decorated tree, wreath, swag, or anything that is Christmas-related. Please bring your items or item to the Garage Showroom on Monday, November 17th in the evening starting at 5 p.m. The public can bid on items until Thursday, December 4th at 6 p.m. when the items will be awarded to the lucky highest bidder. Join in and become a part of this tradition. For more information, you can call 406-778-5448. Xi Alpha Nu Friends of FMC Foundation Christmas Bazaar is scheduled for Sunday, November 23rd. The bazaar will run with selling times from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the building north of Reynolds in Baker. There's still time to sign up. We have several vendors register with great stuff taking part in this community favorite. Help get the word out. For more information, you can call 406-778-5448. And then we come to the whiteboard.
You got us covered pretty well.
I know there's more stuff out there, so get me your stuff.
Yeah, let Carol know what's going on to put on the talk around town.
I know, and we can talk about it. Isn't that what you're supposed to do on the radio, is talk about it?
Or sing.
Well,
we do a musical edition.
Do you?
No, it would be you.
Oh. Okay, I'll prepare for next time. The Baker Chamber meets at noon on the first Thursday of the month. The November meeting is scheduled for Thursday, November 6th at the Coffee House at noon. If you want more information about the Chamber, please call the Chamber office at 406-778-2266. And if you want to put a scheduled event on the talk around town, you can email your info to kfln@midrivers.com or give me a call at 406-778-2261. And if I'm not home, please leave me a message.
Right on. That was the Talk Around Town and City again by Carol Zachman.
And towns in Montana.
Yeah, we got all kinds of stuff in
there. Send
us
your stuff.
Yep, don't be shy. And the Bank of Baker sponsors the Talk Around Town, keeping you in the know about what's going on. And you can hear it replayed on RadioBaker.com. Just look for the Talk Around Town under podcasts. And, well, Ms. Sackman, till next time.
Till next time.